Verse 9, they shall come all for violence. Now, that is very interesting to note that. What was it that Habakkuk said that he saw among his own people? Violence. That's one of the things that characterize the sin. Well, God says, I'm going to give you a good dose of violence. In other words, chickens will come home to roost. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And you're going now to know what violence really is. And then the translation that the New Scofield Bible has here is very good. The set of their faces is forward, and they shall gather the captives as the sand. In other words, they have one purpose in view, and that is to capture as many nations and as many peoples as they can and make slaves of them. And that's what they did to the southern kingdom of Judah. Verse 10, and they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn unto them. They shall deride every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. Now, if you'll notice here, they scoff at the other kings. In other words, they trust their own strength, their own heathen gods, and with arrogance, just as the Assyrians before them, they march through the earth. That is the picture that's given to us here. Now, will you notice, in verse 11 it says, then shall his mind change. Well, believe me, that's what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Now, I'm not going to take time to turn back to Daniel because we've been over that once, but you will recall when we studied the book of Daniel in the fourth chapter that there came a day when Nebuchadnezzar made the statement, isn't this great Babylon that I have built? And he's so lifted up with pride, he's an egomaniac. And there are few of those around today, too, trusting himself, not trusting God. Now, again, let me say this. Today, our nation lacks humility. There's no question about that. May I just say this? It's a form of insanity today that is abroad. You hear this political party and that political party. This is not peculiar to just one, but to all today. They boast of what they can do or have done. And they point the finger of guilt to the other fellow. But that's the problem with America today. We depend on our own strength, our own power, our own ability. And you see it working itself out today. I actually turn off certain TV programs because I'm tired of listening to individuals boasting of their accomplishments, which are not very much. And the accomplishments, I think, of a great many today, their boasting sounds like a mountain, but what they've done is about as big as a mouse. What a picture that you have here, and a picture of Babylon, by the way. Now, this had a tremendous effect upon this man Habakkuk. If you think he had a problem before, he's got a problem now, and I mean a real problem. And his real problem is this. God, I thought, wasn't doing anything. And now I see that he is doing something, but he's not doing what I thought he would do. And he's doing it differently than I thought he would do it. In other words, his question now is, why would God use the Babylonians, who were more wicked than Judah was, than God's people were? Why would he use a nation that's more wicked than they were to punish those that were less wicked? Why would God do that? Well, that same problem we had back in Isaiah, you remember. God says, O Assyrian, a rod of mine anger. God says, I'm going to take the Assyrian and use him like a whip, and I'll use him to chastise the northern kingdom. And he did. But God says, then I'm going to judge the Assyrian. And God did. Now, you have the same thing here. God says, I'm going to use the Babylonian to chastise my people. And when I'm through, I'm going to judge Babylon. And God did that. God moves in the affairs of men today. But the problem there is this. How can a holy God use a sinful nation like that? And this may be a new thought for some of you. I've heard this, and I've heard it from pulpits. Well, you know, God would never let Russia overcome the United States because we are the fair-haired boy. We represent the good guys. We happen to be the fine people. We are the ones that send out missionaries. And Russia is godless, so God would never use Russia to chastise us. My friend, may I say to you today, the thing that will make your hair stand on end, if you believe the Word of God, God has followed a method of taking a sinful nation to judge a people that are less sinful. Now, if you don't like it, take it up with the Lord. Don't take it up with me. But that's what's in the Word of God here. Now, that was Habakkuk's problem. Why would God use Babylon to chastise his people? Now, God's going to answer that question. And God has a pretty good answer for it, by the way.